A former United Nations trial lawyer believes new questions about the conduct of Australian troops in Afghanistan could enliven interest from the International Criminal Court. Two Defence Force investigations are currently examining the conduct of special forces during Australia's 13-year involvement in the Afghan conflict, including whether any may have been involved in unlawful killings. An ABC 730 report this week aired new information about one of the allegations being investigated. Claims three Afghan men were killed during a raid by Australian special forces and Afghan troops in central Uruzgan province in 2012. The troops were on a mission to track down a rogue Afghan soldier who, several weeks earlier, was responsible for killing three Australian soldiers at a base near Tarinkut. Dr. Gideon Boaz is an international law expert and a former senior legal officer at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague. He joins me now on Breakfast. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Henry.
The reported allegations are not the first concerning the conduct of Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Why do you believe the ICC would take an interest now?
Well, the ICC has opened an investigation into Afghanistan, and that includes the conduct of all parties, including the coalition forces. It's declared an interest, prosecutors declared an interest in looking at some of the practices of United States forces, including the practice of extraordinary rendition and torture. And I can't see why they wouldn't be interested in what clearly appear to be war crimes that may have been committed by Australian troops as well.
So what would that mean in practical terms then? I know the ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda is investigating the Afghan conflict with a focus on the conduct of US, Afghan and Talib forces. Might she potentially add Australia to that list?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any coalition forces, in fact, any armed forces active in Afghanistan at the time that she's examining could come under examination. And there's no reason why Australian forces, if they've committed war crimes, wouldn't be investigated as well. The way the ICC works is, although it opens an investigation and examines circumstances in which war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide may have been committed, where troops from a country that's a state party to the ICC investigates and prosecutes itself, then it will generally stand back. It's a court of last resort. But if it's unsatisfied that that investigation and prosecution is occurring or is genuine, then it'll move in.
So are you saying then that there are only certain circumstances in which the ICC would exercise its jurisdiction over Australia?
That's right. It's a jurisdiction of what's called complementarity. So the ICC is not there as the court of first resort. It's the court of last resort. If you've got a state like Australia that has a proper structure, judicial system, and where there is genuine investigation and genuine prosecution, then the court won't intervene. The question is whether that's occurring in Australia.
There has been previous attempts to prosecute some Australian soldiers in connection with other civilian deaths in Afghanistan. In 2010, the former director of military prosecutions proposed charges against two commandos, but they were dismissed before they reached court-martial. If once the current investigation is concluded, the Inspector General of the Defence Force recommends further investigation of any incidents it's investigating and possible legal action, do you believe that it could be contained within the military justice system?
Well, it could and often is. And it should be said that military justice systems for well-organised lawful military units tends to be a fairly robust and good legal system. It's generally well-regarded, or at least it was until President Bush's recent military commissions relating to Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. The question is, how much is known about what occurs? How public is the investigation? How public is the prosecution? And what are the circumstances in which the Australian community, but perhaps more importantly, prosecutor, the International Criminal Court, has an understanding of what's being done and can be satisfied that the investigation has been conducted properly and thoroughly.
How clear, to your knowledge, are the legal principles that apply to military conduct in conflict, especially when it comes to these units that operate outside the regular defence forces?
Well, the rules are clear. I mean, the rules of war are clear. the Geneva Conventions will operate in what is and was an international armed conflict at the time. They're robust. You cannot target civilians or civilian objects. He must distinguish between these. He must take precautions when undertaking attacks. The sorts of allegations that have been made are very serious. They're allegations that would, if they were proven, give rise to war crimes almost certainly, and they would be capable of being prosecuted. So the question is, you know, one has to look at the evidence, and part of the difficulty here is that there are allegations, facts have emerged, or alleged facts have emerged, but we don't know the full story. And that's part of the problem with these investigations when they're not open. When they don't lead to prosecution, there's a suspicion that things have been swept under the carpet. That may not be the case, but we just don't know.
If we could just put to one side the question of killings in Afghanistan, the report commissioned by the Defence Force and prepared by a sociologist identified a number of other cultural issues within special forces. I'm interested to know, and briefly if you can, we've got to get to the news. In your experience as a lawyer at The Hague, did you see these sorts of cultural problems in other cases?
Absolutely. It's one of the most disturbing things about the report that's come out, apart from the actual killings themselves. The sort of behaviour, this report of taking the prosthetic leg of a man who was killed, Afghan man who was killed, and using it as a drinking receptacle. When I heard that, it's exactly the sort of behaviour that you see of rogue paramilitary forces from the former Yugoslavia, of a culture of impunity. That things have really gotten out of control, and it's deeply disturbing that a special forces unit of the Australian military is behaving in this way, has allowed to behave in this way. Not enough is being spoken about that. It's a very significant thing.
Dr. Gideon Boaz, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Gideon Boaz is a former lawyer for the prosecution at the UN Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague.